Now joined by Norwalk girls head basketball coach Joe Sidras. Coach, you know, a really dominating win for your team there tonight against Pella Christian. Kind of walk me through what went so well with your girls tonight.
Well, we got off to a little bit of a slow start. And give credit to Pella Christian. Very well coached. Got some really good girls that handle the ball. We like to set the tone with our pressure, which I think eventually took over a little bit. But I believe they were up, 8-6 on us and kind of matched our intensity to start the game. But once we got into a flow, we started hitting some shots on the offensive end. When our defense leads to our offense, that's always key for us. And I thought we did that after the first couple minutes.
Yeah, you know, your offense has been really good this season, averaging about 68-ish points per game this season, and you did that again tonight. You know, what do you feel like, you guys have been able to do to maintain that throughout the first few games of the year, now going 7-0 so far in the season?
Well, it's a balanced attack. I mean, it starts with our Birmingham sisters. When you add a freshman as talented as Braylon Birmingham that can run your offense and free Bailey up on the outside and drive and kick, and then, Hannah Overholzer moved in from Texas, and she came out on fire tonight, making three threes in the first quarter. We brought 15 points off the bench. So we just have a lot of different ways to score the basketball this year, a lot more than we had last year. And our girls learned how to win last year with 18 wins.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about it, too. Do you feel like you find a good balance and some diversity and being able to throw the ball around the perimeter and getting some good outside shots, but also getting into the post as well?
Yeah, and that's what we want. We want Ava Carlson getting touches inside. When a team zones us, we've been seeing more zone. Get the ball to the high post to Braylon, and then that just frees up. It collapses the zone, frees up shooters, and we always talk about those step-into threes. When it's coming inside out, that's when we're at our best, and that's where we've really started to bring our three-point shooting percentage up, is good shot selection.
What defensively this year has done so well for you guys? You mentioned putting on pressure a little bit earlier in the game too, but have you noticed that in your first, seven games of the season, you have been able to throw teams off your rhythm in terms of that?
Well, it's kind of funny you ask that, because we have a charge chain. Anytime we take a charge, we give that to a girl. But we didn't take any charges tonight, but I gave it to Pearl Brown because she always takes the other team's point guard. She's so long, she turns them, and she makes it very hard for other teams to start their half-court offense. So the pressure she can put on girls, 84, 94 feet from the hoop, depending on what size floor we play on, just really sets the tempo for our defense. And it's when you can play a good, hard, full-court man-to-man defense and look for some traps on the sidelines, I think that's when we can be at our best.
It's a long season, of course, and we're just seven games in, but if, for you as coach, can you evaluate maybe one area you'd like to see your girls improve upon a little bit heading into, this kind of last week before winter break?
Rebounding. I'm a big rebounding guy. I just think there's stretches where we don't get key rebounds. I know I'm being a little bit nitpicky because our stats are pretty good. And we've turned a corner as far as turnovers. I don't know how many we had tonight, but our goal is under 10, and we've had that about not quite half the games. So turnovers and rebounding are areas that I want to constantly improve.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, as I mentioned just a little bit ago, you guys head into this last week of the regular season, and you kind of have a little bit of break there. How do you kind of find that balance of, staying locked in for this week, but then also, looking forward to maybe a little bit of a break there for a few days?
Yeah, I always like to give our teams time over the holidays to relax, rejuvenate, spend quality time with families. I like to do that myself because I'm so busy during the winter. It kind of serves as a way to rejuvenate everybody, and know that our schedule gets tougher once we come out of break. So we got to come in, take some time off, come in, really work in the practice facility, and then I think we'll be ready to go in the second half.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate your time coming up, and congrats on a good win tonight.
All right, thank you very much.